Svasema says Ehorah. That if you look at the Mishkan in some ways paralleling the Maisa Bereishis, so each part of the Mishkan is referred to as Malacha. That's the same way we have the concept of Malacha and Maisa Bereishis. The Shabbos, the Mishkan was Shabbos, and that's why the Malachas are also in Shabbos. And the same Malachas are also, these are the Malachas which are also over here. But you find that in Maisa Bereishis, after each mimer, the Rosh said a mimer, and then it says, "Vayar lakim ki toiv." Rosh saw that it was good, and then at the end it says, "It's kol asher rosa behin neitav ma'od." Then it says, "Vayichal, vayichulu, vayivorech," and the Rosh was mavorech. So similarly over here, you have after at the end of each thing that it's being made, it says, "Kashasi b'Hashem is Moshe." And the pasuk says that they completed batecha kol abadas mishkan al moed, and then they brought everything to the Moshe. Finally, says kachol shetziv Hashem es Moshe, can also bring the shema says kol abayda. Vayar Moshe es kol malchav inei osu es hakasher shetziv Hashem can also be yavaruch es Moshe. So the same process of each step has its own asiya, its own mimer. It has a klalus at the end of everything which was done properly, and then it says by yavorach that the bracha was that there was a bracha. The difference is that bracha before the process was done through a kadosh baruch hu, and here the process is done through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu representing Klal Yisrael. So what was nisyachet now is that as opposed to the klalus of the bria being under the process of a kadosh baruch hu, Klal Yisrael is becoming a partner in the process. Klal Yisrael through the Torah. So before it was mimer, and here it's sivui. Kasher tzivu Hashem is Moshe. It was sivui. So maybe this gives that's the parallel which the Swasemis points out. That the Rosh put into the bria the potential that the bria can produce what it has to produce. He then used the concept of tzivui, which is that the idea of and malacha. Rehur says that the word malacha is related to the word malach. Malach is a messenger. So the malacha is when you take the bria and you bend it to do your will. In that sense, it becomes your messenger. And Shabbos, we pause for malacha, because in Shabbos it shouldn't be that we are the ones who are bending the world to our will, and therefore we do not do malacha on Shabbos. We don't do malacha during the week. So the idea of bending this, the chiddush over here is of tzivui, is that the Baruch Hu commands us how to bend the world. It's now, the whole idea of tzivui is that something is, there's a rotzen which is being fulfilled, there's a commandment which is being fulfilled. So tzivui represents this idea of bending the bria to a function and to a purpose. So the chiddush of Mishkan, the message of Mishkan, is the Klal Yisrael has the kelim and has the ability to take the world and bend it to a function, bend it to a purpose, and that gives purpose to everything which the Baruch Hu created in the world. That's shot in all the way in the beginning of Maaseh Bereishis. Rashi says, "Kach Maaseh Higel Amoy Losas Higel Amoy," that the purpose of the Torah was to find a way to give it to Klal Yisrael, give the bria to Klal Yisrael. The purpose of the Maaseh Bereishis was a way to give it over to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrel will be able to use it and create out of it what it's supposed to accomplish. And this is that the Kayach of Kavod Shemayim, which Klal Yisrael is able to bring to the bria. Have a good Shabbos.